It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take it easy. Hold on. Power it down. David, we've made an executive decision. Welcome in, everybody. The Pistons are getting the prime spot. We are going to give the Pistons 3 p.m. because I have a lot of good things to say, but it comes with a price. So we're going to get to the Pistons. But I want to bump them to the 3 p.m. Love today's show. Top 10 Rico, not here. It's just Rico. We are going to...
No quarter zip?
Actually, Top 10 Rico is here. Quarter zips and coaches. It works. I want to get into it. I love where we're at today. We're going to do some college to open. We're going to get to the Pistons at 3. And then I want to talk about the Tigers with a PSA for everybody. We have, oh, and by the way, shout out Torpedo Bats. We're going to talk about that later. That storyline will go one of two ways. 2 days from now, either every team is using them or MLB somehow says they're illegal. More on that later. Rico, let's get into the weekend that was in college basketball, which is very simple. Michigan and Michigan State aren't there anymore. Correct. And the reason is they're nowhere close to being good enough. Both teams. This was part of what you and I discussed as, first of all, when are Michigan and Michigan State playing? Oh, wait, that was a stupid discussion from the start. So, right off the rip. No, it's the truth.
Well, it continued into the morning.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't, because I ended Jim on the podcast. He only does it where he can get away with it.
I couldn't understand that.
I said to him very simply, Jim, Auburn showed me with clarity. You weren't good enough. Michigan State wasn't good enough. And I've already watched Izzo get bombed in the Final Four too many times. I'm good.
Yeah.
If we beat Auburn, you get to strut into the office like Vince McMahon down the runway like Kenny likes.
Right.
Like Kenny on a Saturday night. That was varsity versus JV, but that's not the topic.
Right.
The topic is this. I think there's a fork in the road for both Michigan and Michigan State, and they have to make a very conscious decision. And it is about whether you are going to spend what it takes to win a national championship or not, full stop. Now, when Dusty May signed his extension, there is a lot of conversation about he will have financial wherewithal to do this. Will it be as aggressive as they would handle football? Probably not.
Right.
But it's a question. For Michigan State, it's more complicated in that, A, the head coach is hesitant to do it because, let's face it, I don't think it's a secret. Anyone who knows Izzo will tell you, he don't love paying the players. He doesn't love dealing with entitlements. MSU's highest paid player, Frankie Fiddler. Well, that's why you're going home. Okay? They have Shanai Broome.
No, no, no. You will not besmirch Frankie Fiddler's name.
He played well. He did.
he saved his best for last.
Right. But he's no Tommy Nichols. You got to spend... Bobby Boobers, you got to pay these guys. You got to pay to Frank.
We're not doing this.
But we are absolutely doing this. So here's the backdrop to this.
The whole time, like, who is Tommy Nip? Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And he's gotten so much better. But look, it is clear what the teams that have made the Final Four are doing. I mean, Duke bought. They didn't recruit. They bought four of the top 20 players out of high school. And have filled their roster. I mean, Cooper Flagg, in no world is he making less than $1.5 to $2 million.
Correct.
Okay? Shanai Broome, it's the same deal, right? You spend $1.5, you get Shanai Broome. You spend 10% of that, you get Frankie Zappala. It's why we're home. It's just, you have to make a decision. Are you in it to win it? Now, why is this relevant? Reports are out there that...
This was a good stat by you.
Yeah, it's just, and it shows you the commitment that it's going to take. Louisville went out, hired Pat Kelsey, guy from College of Charleston, immediate turnaround. There are reports that Louisville is going to spend $8 to $10 million on their roster, which is double what St. John's just spent for their immediate turnaround. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to spend, you're not making the Final Four with a chance. I'll never say Tom Izzo can't make a Final Four. But I'll tell you, if MSU was in this right now, they'd be plus 1,000. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
They would be by far and away the worst team in this.
If MSU was in this right now, Mike, full stop, celebrate, cut down those nets, take lots of photos, because this will be the last time you'll win a game.
Correct.
So here's because Florida would have just mopped the floor with them.
So here's my question. I mean, if you're a State fan, do you believe it's Izzo's last run? Because, A, he hates the portal. B, he does not want to pay players that type of money. And I'll be honest. I mean, you're losing Jace Richardson to the NBA. I would be gobsmacked if he returned. I think there's a shot you lose Cohen Carr. I mean, think about right now. You go, well, why would Cohen leave? Well, there's no loyalty. And if you're Alabama, up-tempo, open floor. If you're Florida, if you're Tennessee, if you're Auburn, if you're Duke, if you're North Carolina, Cohen Carr, $1 million. And it's going to be on MSU to match it. And if you're Michigan, listen, it's about how far are you willing to go. Now, I can't say Dusty May won't spend it. He has not built a track record like that. Dusty May did an incredible job this year.
Right. But he kind of went the John Beilein route of, I'm going to go and get some players. I'm going to bring a couple guys that I know, guys you've never heard of. I'm going to hit the Ivy League. And we're going to build a team that way.
And they spent to get Wolf. Wolf was one of the better players, but you're right, under the radar.
Right.
Is Michigan going to be willing to pour $6, $8, $10 million into basketball in order to get where they want to go? Because this is what it's always been about for me. I do not speak for Rico. Guys, I don't care about the Final Four anymore. You either win the whole damn thing or what was it for? That's it. Well, how can you say that? It's college sports. No, it's not. It's pro sports now. Well, why are you that type of fan? Because I'm a bleephole. That's why. That's who I am. I want to win or F it. That's just how I am.
No, see, for me, I still enjoy the Final Four.
I know you do. Because you get to shake your ass down in San Antonio a little bit.
Because in the Final Four, Mike, it boils down to who else made it with you. Because you could be in a situation where it's like, oh my goodness, like Texas Tech should have beaten Florida. Like, they had the game won, and then Florida goes on an 18-4
base that now returns to their cave. 248-539-9797. I mean, do you believe your school of choice is willing to go all in, or do you disagree with this principle? Like, I don't believe there's a space you can coach your way to a national title. Rico's always said this. Spending doesn't guarantee that you win. I can just guarantee if you don't, you won't.
Right.
So MSU does not spend near enough to do this. Michigan is a TBA. What level of support does Dusty have?
Right. Does he have Bryce Underwood support, where you're going to go out and spend whatever to get the best college basketball player here? Or is it, we're on a budget, and can you kind of keep it under this number?
Let me give you a case in point. The type of guy MSU should go get to complement Kohler and have real depth at the five spot, right? And it'd be a war. Maybe you'd lose Kohler in the process. I wouldn't care. You call Kansas and go get Badunga. He's going to be the number one.
That
big.
Was Hunter's backup, right?
Yeah. But he was a freshman, top 15 recruit, pedigree, NBA, the whole bit. Here's your problem. He's going to cost a lot of money. And a school like MSU has not shown the willingness to do that. So I'm just interested what you guys think. Because I'll tell you this. If MSU doesn't change their strategy, they're never winning one.
See, and I think that, Mike, it comes down to a lot of what we talk about for Steve Yzerman. I need somebody, at least on the MSU staff, I need player personnel. I need somebody who can go out there and identify talent. There's going to be over 2,000 kids. MSU is going to have to bring in three. Izzo doesn't like the portal, but he uses the portal. Izzo doesn't like to spend money, but he spends money. He acts like it's coming out of his own pocket, and it's not.
It definitely
and that's
isn't.
That's the problem. He uses the portal, but he reluctantly uses the portal. He needs a staff that can identify talent. Because out of 2,000 people, there has to be at least, let's say, 200 that can come to Michigan State and flourish. But can you identify the 200?
And pay them.
And pay them the right price. Because he's not going to go out there. Yeah, if you're expecting them to spend $2 million on somebody, probably not going to happen.
Then what I would tell you is, neither is winning at all.
But if you can go out there and find your John Tanjay and... You know, Wisconsin struck gold and probably didn't have to pay him a ton of money. That's what you're going to. You need people who can go through the portal with a fine tooth comb and say, Tom, I know you don't want to pay this price, but these players right here.
Yeah.
They're the next great guys.
Or hear me out. Lose any illusion. Spend your way to greatness. If I hand a great coach great players, I have the best opportunity. Right.
Okay. You know what? Hey,
Louisville.
Top 10, Mike.
Let's roll. 248-539-9797. We get to your Detroit Pistons at 3. We've got a big conversation to have with them.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.